Hi, I'm Joanne Folletta, and this is Classical IPR, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hello, my name is Hazel and I'm 5 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute on Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Hazel, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day two of Spooky Week on IPR's Kids Commute. Yesterday, we met a creepy crow following a guy around. Today, we'll meet three accidental witches. These are three ladies who are friends who one day discover they have the power to cast spells. And at first, they don't even do it on purpose. So why do they suddenly have powers? Well, because fancy guy Daryl just showed up in town and apparently brought their powers with him. Because Daryl is the devil. This is from the movie The Witches of Eastwick, which is a horror comedy. So at the beginning, at least, the devil is more mischievous than straight up evil. So his music is full of all kinds of wicked glee. Now, how does composer John Williams create this musical wickedness? Well, he uses these crowing sounds. Hey, crows are spooky. We learned that yesterday. He uses chimes that somehow suggest church, but in a very wrong way. Our woodwinds play this jolly jig throughout that shows his happiness and glee. And then there are minor notes and chords mixed together with the jolly jig to suggest that something is terribly wrong. Here's The Devil's Dance by John Williams from The Witches of Eastwick. John Malcherry conducts the Hollywood Bowl Pops Orchestra.
Thank you.
John Malcherry conducted the Hollywood Bowl Pops Orchestra in Devil's Dance from the Witches of Eastwick. Now, despite the fact that it was written for the devil, today's music was pretty fun and catchy. Tomorrow, though, hold on to your hats, because the music is going to be extra super spooky, or at least I thought so when I was a kid. That does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. We'll see you tomorrow.
Interlaken Public Radio.